Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your words. I praise you, Lord. God, I praise you today. I worship you with thanksgiving. I just thank you for the glory and the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. You have qualified us to be your sons and daughters. I just want to thank you for that tonight, that you chose us. We weren't even able to even call your name, but you picked us, and we just want to thank you tonight. I pray that you'll pray that you will bless every speaker tonight, that there will be a glory just go out into the world saying that our God is alive forevermore. Thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God for the glory. Glory just fills our temples. Praise the Lord. His glory just fills our temple. We love you, Lord. We just glorify you. We magnify you. We just pray that God will use us tonight to do what he's called us to do. We realize the weather is coming, but God is stronger than the weather. He is our God. Brother Shannon?
Yes.
Would you go ahead and minister?
I'm going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. So follow along with me in your Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I want to minister tonight on the latter times, end times. We are in not only the last days, but it looks like we're in the last hour of the last day before the rapture of the church. We are in perilous time. I don't mean to sound doom and gloom, but the Bible says in Psalms, it says, the wicked and the nation that forgets God shall be turned into a hell. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, speaketh expressly, meaning the Spirit of God speaks, that in the latter times, well, that's today, that's the days we're living in, some shall depart from the faith, meaning you can depart from the faith, meaning you can backslide, and you can lose out with God. Why is these people losing out with God? Because they've given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, these seducing spirits, in other words, they seduce people and they leave the Word of God. They leave fellowship with God. They leave the church because they give heed to these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Did you know that there's demon spirit that teaches false doctrine? I have talked to people this week that did not believe that there is a hell. They try to tell me false doctrines of demons. People tried to tell me hell's locked up or whatever. Or they don't believe in repentance or asking God for forgiveness or 1 John 1:9, confessing their sin. They have, beloved, gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, because we're living in the last day. There's churches out there that now believe it's okay for a homosexual to be married, and they call them Christians. them is not Christians according to the word of God. That is an abomination to God. Them people need delivered and set free from those demon spirits. They need to be born again, and they need the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Verse 2 says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That is the days that we're living in, where people will speak lies and hypocrisy. They have their conscience seared with a hot iron because they love the pleasures of sin more than they do the things of God. Verse 3 says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So note that, forbidding to marry. Did you know there's a group out there that they forbid people to be married? It's called the Catholics. The Catholic priest, they'll forbid the Catholic priest from getting married. The Bible calls this a doctrine of demons. And the Bible goes on there and commanding to abstain from meats. Well, the Seventh-day Adventist does that. And then he goes on and says, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Beloved, God created man and a woman to be married. Not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman, but a man and a woman. Holy matrimony. In other words, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Now, number one, the letter times is, it says in the last years ending this age before the millennial reign. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Number two, another place where it mentioned latter year, this is talking about in this verse, Armageddon at the end of this age. In Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 8 says, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nation, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. This is talking about the latter years, Armageddon and the end of this age. And in verse 16 says, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Well, number three, it mentions the latter days, the future tribulation. And in Numbers chapter 24, verse 14, and now, behold, I go unto my people. Come, therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. Beloved, we're living in the latter days. And in Deuteronomy 4:30 says, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice. I think of a verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Beloved, that's what America needs to do. We need a revival of repentance, of people getting back to God. Why do we see all these things happening in America? It's because America has kicked God out. They kicked God out of the schools. And ever since then, we've seen nothing but school shootings. And now we got same-sex marriages in all 50 states. And now the Muslims, ISIS coming against people. Beloved, if there's ever a time that we need to pray and seek God, it's now. We need God in the church house, even in the White House, and in our house. They don't need to kick God out. We need God in every area of our life. And in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 29 says, "For I know that after my death you shall utterly corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands." Now, the Bible also mentions this here. It says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 22, he says, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in the last days spoken to us by his Son." God is speaking to us by his Son Jesus through the Word of God, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And then 1 Peter 1:20 says, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last times for you." Well, I got one more scripture and I'll be done. 1 Peter 1:5 says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Well, the Word of God already said that these things would happen, and we're seeing them. The reason the Word of God is true, one reason, is because of fulfilled prophecy. We're seeing prophecy fulfilled right before our eyes. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and look up, because our redemption draws nigh. The trumpet's about to sound, and we need to be ready when that trumpet sounds, and live above sin and ready to go. Well, you've heard the Word of God today. Jesus loves you, and I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that message. These are the last days. God is speaking, and he wants to get prayer.
I'm so glad you unchained me.
Praise God. You are the one that I love. We praise God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one will come to the Father except through him. I want to read out of 1 John, the 4th chapter. And I want you to know we are living in the last days. We are living in the last days right now. We are living in the last days. It says, starting in verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. There are lots of false in the world right now. And if you are not listening to the spirit, you will be deceived. Remember that. If you're not listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of every Christian, then you are going to be deceived. Always remember that. We must listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to us, or we will be deceived. And you need to start growing in the Spirit of God. Listen to the words of God and allow those words to get down inside of you so you can be all that God has called you to be. I want you to know that. God wants you to be all that he's called you to be. He made you in his image and after his likeness. So he wants you to walk in the spirit, that's so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because once you start living in the spirit, you start walking out of the lust of the flesh. You start walking in the spirit of God instead of the desires of your flesh. And if you listen to false teaching, they will teach you how to walk in your flesh, how to act. They want you to think you can access God in your flesh. But the Holy Spirit who lives inside of every Christian is the only way you can access God. Jesus says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said when he asked the question, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church. You don't have a church, Pastor. You don't have a ministry. Prophets, you don't have a ministry, apostles, you don't have a ministry, teachers, you don't have a ministry, evangelists. God has a ministry. He says in Ephesians 4 and 13, until we all come in the unity of the faith, one faith, not your faith, not someone else's faith, but the faith of God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. That is the faith we live by. And the knowledge of the Son of God. We need the knowledge of the Son of God because that's who we're supposed to imitate. The knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, to the measurement of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we be no more children, tossed to and fro, turned about with every wind of doctrine. We are vulnerable as a church because we don't study the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So we are vulnerable. The devil is out there to deceive us because a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want you to know that our society is in total darkness. Our society, from the top to the bottom, is in total darkness. And the light that's supposed to be shining is out. But I want you to know, God is raising up a remnant of people who will stand for what's right, who will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, who will live the gospel of Jesus Christ. So those of you who feel like you're so important that you can't go to small churches because you're too big, I want you to know the hearse wheels will be rolling with your bodies in it. And God will raise up somebody who will go and do the work that he's called them to do. I will go, Lord, send me. He says, how be it? Know you, the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this, notice what it says, this is that spirit that Christ, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. You are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. I want you to know those who denounce that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, died on the cross, and resurrected from the dead, and sitting on the right hand of the Father are false teachers. They are false prophets, and God will deal with them. And I pray that we will rise up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to get one more verse, and then I'm going to turn it over to Sister Mary. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. My God, somebody told me, he said, how can you love somebody that you don't know? I said, well, it's the same way somebody hated me and they don't know me. So I can love you because of the love of God that is in me. You can hate me and not know me because you have Satan living inside of you. But God wants to deliver you from that demonic force in the name of Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's got room for you. He loves you. He cares about you. And he wants to bring you to him.
We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus. We gather here in the
Days go by that they are not someone that we know of or hear about, that we have involved with, that people are going on out of here to glory. And we're taking it, for example, and thinking in our mind that we're going to be here 1,000 years or as long as we want to. But, you know, actually, this is a serious thing about where we're going to spend eternity. And we now, since we are here, is the only time we have to decide where we're going to spend eternity. Tonight I want to do some of Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 6. It says, "Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished." He expected the people to multiply. "And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captivity, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace." In other words, you're going to have to stay in the spirit in order to have peace. There is no peace in the world. The peace is in Jesus. And number 8, for thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophet and your, D-I-V-I-N-E-R-S, diviners, be in the midst of you, deceiving you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. In other words, you ate too much, you watched the wrong movie or whatever, and then you think this is something to go by. Yeah, that's something to go by, all right, but it's called the Word of God. And it's called study to show yourself approved, to make sure that you're walking and walking the way that God wants you to walk. And if we improve ourselves every day, if we lived 1,000 years, we would still not be like him, but we'd be on our way. It'd be a lot of difference in us. But we, thank God, I'm not Jesus. Because I tell you what, I'd get tired of these people and I wouldn't do right either. But I just thank him for his love, for his everlasting mercy and grace that he has upon us, for his love that he has to care enough about us to come down here into this world and to shed his blood for us and make a way for us. You know, it's nothing to sneeze about, and it should be. It's not to be taken lightly, because we slip on out of here and then we're gone. It's too late. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. For thus says the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished by Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, we ought to have an expectation. We ought to be looking for the good of the Lord. We ought to be looking for his mercy and his grace. If we're not expecting something, we might miss it. And this is how, because our minds are on worldly things, which means things we can touch and things we can buy, those things are not going to be able to save us, nor keep us. They just don't have the power. Number 12, then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And that's what kind of God that we have. As soon as you find out you need him, you can call and he'll come. But I tell you what, he doesn't play games. He doesn't play unfair. You can't deceive him. He's the only one with the power. So what do I look like trying to fool him? I'm not deceiving or fooling anybody but myself. I can get up with any kind of foolish thought and get out here and get into debt, get into sickness, or get into any kind of trouble in 20 minutes that I got life left to get out of. We're supposed to, especially as we age, come into the knowledge of the Word, and we're supposed to have some wisdom. We're supposed to have learned something along the way. But you can't learn something unless somebody knows something to teach you. And sometimes when you go to one store and they don't have the loaf of bread you want, sounds kind of bad, but then you just have to get out and go to another store till you find what you want. And you can't be paying attention to people who are where they want to be, and you know that ain't what you need. They think that because they're satisfied there, and that doesn't mean that's what they need either. But they're satisfied with it. But the Lord will lead you, and he will let you know when you outgrow something, you've just outgrown it, and it's time to move on. He'll enlarge your territory. That's what he'll do. He'll move you from one mountain to another. Well, do you not realize to move from one mountain to another? Or one blessing to another, there's a valley. whatever's in that valley is what you're going to have to go through to get where you're trying to get. Now, you can pray all day. You can study the Word of God. You can study to show yourself approved. And you can pray and get let God show you and lead you. Or you can do it yourself. You can just keep on doing what you've been doing, doing what you want to. You don't like it like that, and I'm going to do what I want to do. It's all your choice. But I tell you, Lord God, we are bound by our decisions. We are bound by our decisions. Don't forget it. Our decision, my decision, I'm bound by. And 14, and I will be found of you, said the Lord. I will turn away your captives, and I will gather you from all nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. In other words, the Jews is one of the things that you could go reference to. Those people have been all in all kind of different countries and lived for years and years and years, but they still have, every one of them know their native language. No matter how old or young they are, they still know. And only God can do those things. Because why? Just as soon as we get over in Germany for a while and get comfortable speaking German, we have to look up our English, because we what? It's gone. But you know, when God does something, it don't deteriorate. It increases and makes our lives better wherever we are. 17. Thus says the Lord of hosts: Behold, I will send you unto them the sword, the famine, the pestilence. And will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Now, there are people out there, believe it or not. Not everybody wants to be saved. But it's not Jesus. Jesus is not willing that any should be lost. But it's your decision. It's my decision. When you choose Jesus, then you become prey to this world. Because the first thing they're going to announce that you've lost your mind is crazy. And everything that seemingly that you're trying to do for the good, they're going to make sure you got to do it the wrong way to get where you're going. But when we know God, we have to follow after Jesus. And this is something that we have to learn. And this is something that we do because we are determined and because we choose to follow after Jesus. You can't fake it because the strength is just not there, because we can't do it with our own power. We just deceive ourselves and cause other people to lose faith where we could have taught them about the Lord. We're to lift up Jesus. He said he would draw the people unto him if we would lift him up. Well, if we're walking around here trying to talk them out of the good that they know, what are we doing? You know, we just need to be prayerful. We need to be prayerful, and we need to pray for our youth. And we need to be parents, and we need to be witnesses before our youth. Who do you think taught the youth? We did. Where did they learn what they learned? From us. Well, now we know we could have taught them something different, so we need to be doing just that. We need to be telling them about Jesus, that it's Jesus they need in their lives. It is God. He loves us so much that he sent his only son down here. He sent him to die on the cross for us, and he came willingly down here and died for us. He shed his blood to wash our sins away. Wash the sins that we chose. It was our decision. But you know, when you make a decision for the Lord, there is no better decision. So, you know, choose life. choose Jesus, choose the Lord. And we just have to seek after the Lord. We have to seek after peace. And when we seek after Jesus, you know, the peace is there, the love is there, the joy is there. Those things are not of this world. They have Jesus. And we have to be careful about who we listen to. We have to be careful who we fellowship with. But we have to be the shining armor. We have to be the lifter up and the salvation. In other words, the salt. If my savor's gone and you're going to get me to drinking and doing things I've got no business, my savor was no good. My Savior, my Savior, my Jesus, he can take away the sin to the world. And he can cause you to love him more than you love your sins. And be willing to repent of them, which he will remove from you as far as the east is from the west. And he said he would not bring it up to you again. He is the Savior. There's one Savior. Because God gave him the power. Nobody else has got the power. Oh, they got good conversations. They got it all down pat. And if you think the devil can't preach you happy, then you're going to have to go to bed and get up again because he can. You study and show yourself approved. You have your own Bible. And know what you know for yourself. Not going on what somebody else said, but going by what you know yourself. God communes with me. He'll commune with you if you invite him in. But he's not coming in no deceitful place. He's not coming in no place that he knows is not going to change. He's not going to waste his time. We ought to be tired wasting our time trying to fool everybody. What good is an impression when we know good and well that none of it is so? You know, I was about, 7, 8 years old, maybe a little older. And there was a preacher and his wife, and she said every morning she got up and beat her dish rag to make the neighbor in the other apartment think she's having steak. And she didn't even have beans, Steve. What kind of sense was that? Crazy. But we all do crazy things. We don't want somebody destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We want to teach them about Jesus. We want to teach them you got to be serious about it and be honest about it. Jesus is the Savior of the world. And then let's go down to verse 22. And them shall be taken up a curse by all the captives of Judea, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord makes you like Zebadiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel, and they have committed adultery and their neighbor with their neighbor's wife, and they have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, said the Lord. So why is it you think you can fool the Lord when the Lord knows they ever thought you're going to ever think? So we need to have some other game. And you know, so many of us, yeah, we know sickness is going to come. We know different things happen to us. But if you can get yourself, give your heart to the Lord and ask him about cleaning up your thoughts and changing your thoughts and repenting when the Spirit shows you have the wrong thoughts and wrong ideas, you'll be surprised at how your health will clean up. If you'll eat right and get enough rest, but you got to be praising and worshiping the Lord all the time. It's not man that does this. It's God's power that does this. And I just tell you right now that one of these days we're going to wake up and then we'll go to sleep and we won't wake up. next time we wake up, it's whenever knees going to bow and every tongue going to confess. But we all going to do that at the same time. So why not get ready now? Why have a doubt about it? Jesus is a Savior. He's love, He's peace, He's joy, and life is good. Yeah, I want to go to heaven. You know, heaven is a beautiful place, and it's a wonderful place to think about. But we also got to stay down here till we can get there. And He came, Jesus came, that we'd have an abundant life down here. And we're not talking about an abundant life of misery and pain. We're talking about abundant life of peace and joy and being obedient to His word. And so when we finally decide to commit ourselves and everything about ourselves to Jesus, then He's the one that turns the things around for our good. We don't have that strength. So to all out there tonight that know you need the Lord, come to Jesus with your heart. Come to Him in honesty and just talk to Him and tell Him, Father, I need you. He'll come and He'll sup with you. He'll turn your life around and you'll find yourself in a place that you've never been before. And it's a place of peace and joy. And no matter what problem, He is bigger than that problem. His grace and His mercy is bigger. He's a healer. He has an answer for, He is the answer for everything. So tonight, Lord, call the people out there, Lord. Call them unto you. Call them, Lord. If you call them, they'll come, Father. Give them an ear to hear, Lord, and a heart that's honest, wanting and needing you, Lord, to open up their thoughts and their minds to accept you, Lord, in their life. And accept, Lord, your salvation that you died for on the cross and for your blood that you washed away our sins with. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that message. This is very important what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about doing what's right because these are the last days. Not only for Jesus coming back, these are the last days for some people on this earth. You know, the hearse wheels are rolling. So we got to remember that. to love. Wow. I was looking at this passage in Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his way. For you shall eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of your house. Your children like olive plants round about your table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, and you shall see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yea, you shall see your children's children, and peace upon Israel. Wow. My God, those who fear God, those who want God, even in the midst of hell, we can rise up with peace. Even in the midst of hell, God is prospering us. When all hell is breaking out, God is blessing us. I thought about when Israel went down into Babylon. They were prosperous, even in captivity. Daniel and all of those who feared God were prosperous in a heathen nation. This country is a heathen country, but we who fear God can enjoy the best of God. Amen. I don't care what the president says or what the president does. I care what God says. Thou shalt not. We need to obey God. As Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I don't care what kind of decisions are made in Washington or the state capitals. I'm going to serve God. I will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, even if it kills me. I will stand for what's right. Because if I stand for what's right, I'm going to see people delivered from the bondage of sin. I don't care what's popular. I care what's powerful. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to stand and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. What truth are you interested in? Are you interested in the color of your skin? Is that the truth you're looking for? Or your gender? Or your financial condition? Or your denomination? What truth are you looking for? I want truth that Jesus spoke of. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one will come to the Father except through me. That's the truth I want. And he says, I will send you another comforter, the Spirit of truth. That's the truth I want. You know, I saw a sign on a car today. It says, in God we trust. And I'm saying, which God? Buddha? Mohammed's God? Which God do you trust? Do you trust God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit? But do you trust your God, your finances, and all of those things? I want you to know there's a true God, and that God lives inside of me. There's a truth redeemed us from the curse of sin, and that God lives inside of me. Jesus truly came down from heaven, truly died on the cross, truly resurrected from the dead, truly sent on the right hand of the Father. Come to the true God. Will you accept the true God? Or will you accept the gods of this world that is coming to nothing? Will you come to the Lord? Father, we thank you tonight for the message and the messengers. We thank you tonight, Father, because you have given us everything, because you've given us yourself. You are everything in our lives. Thank you, Father, for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, say good night to everybody. May God richly bless you. May his face shine upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. Thank you for being here.